This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. However you sleep, the Pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Try it at 8sleep.com.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Wow. I gotta mention this before I get to my man about ice. Wow. So Patrick. So Andy Amrine. Remember he said he's fixing snowblowers?
Yep.
He sent me a video. Patrick, they have four rooms full of broken snowblowers.
Wow.
With bad gas.
I was going to say, how many of them are electric?
No, they're all gas.
All gas.
Wow. So what happens, and you know this, and Joseph, hold on a second, because I had one of these. Patrick's actually very conscientious, so this isn't a problem for him, but you have to drain the gas, you have to put this additive in the gas. If you don't, depending on the gas, 2 to 3 weeks, it gets a little sketch. In a month, problem.
Yep. Then you got to replace it. Start over again.
Oh, they got to take it away. They have to take the whole thing apart, clean it, replace parts, and start again. It's horrible. Wow. Four rooms. Wow. All right. I got to get to Joseph Patrick Murphy. This case in Oakmont is bizarre. Guy leaves his house. They snatch him up. ICE does. Now, it's convoluted. Says he came to America from Nicaragua. Corrupt government. Said he has permission to stay here. No criminal record. The local state rep called this an abduction by ICE. You know who knows this stuff better than anyone? Joseph Patrick Murphy. Hello, my brother. Is this an abduction, sir?
Well, the implication is that it's somehow illegitimate. Obviously, if you whether you grab someone, I mean, yes, the person's been abducted, but that they're trying to add that it's like somehow illegitimate. It's an arrest. Any arrest is a form of abduction. Arrest, in the sense that it's not an illegitimate abduction. It's just they're arresting this guy because whatever their priorities were, he seemed to be a good target. People who come in the United States and file for asylum, they get a receipt that says you're authorized to remain in the United States. It doesn't say you're authorized to remain free in the United States.
Oh.
And that's the confusion here.
Oh.
People believe that that means I'm authorized to work. I'm authorized to just fit in here. And historically, that's been the case. They let people who were here asking for asylum have work permits. In many cases, they would be here for years working and living.
Wow.
And sometimes they'd marry off, but, you know, they wouldn't need the asylum anymore. They married a citizen, or they could find an employer to sponsor them. But the current administration sees this as an abuse of the system. People are getting years of free time in the United States working, making money, and things of this sort. So they're tightening down what authorized to remain in the United States means.
You have this case, by the way, right?
We didn't get it. We talked to the wife. She called us the day this happened. You know, we have a rather large footprint in the Latin American community.
Right.
And we talked to her, nice lady, obviously very distraught. But it comes down to what it came down to, what she said in the article. Money's going to get tight really fast. And that appears to be what's lurking behind this is the... If the clinical efficiency of what the Trump people are doing, and it is that, it's because they're deporting the guys. And on the supposition that the family will follow because the money will dry up. The wage earners. And they'll let the market do its, the economy do its, the work there for them. They also don't have to arrest any children. We don't have to worry about kids in cages because dad's gone. They're going to follow him.
So hold on.
Yep, yep.
Mom says, we have affirmative pending asylum. What the hell does that mean?
So there are two types of asylum in the United States. One is the kind that we're most familiar with. That's called a defensive asylum. People enter the country without permission or overstay visas. But either way, the government starts a deportation and they assert asylum as a defense to deportation. That's why it's called a defensive asylum.
Yeah.
Affirmative is people that enter through some lawful process. That could be a visa, CHNV parole, which is what they probably did. There was a parole system where they could get authorized to travel to the United States. And they are not subject to, at least at the time when they entered, they weren't immediately placed into deportation. They were given this parole process and they wanted asylum. So there has to be a mechanism for people who entered legally to ask for it because you don't want to incentivize entering illegally just to ask for asylum. So they created the affirmative system. Affirmative is different because you go to an interview with an asylum officer in this part of the country. It's usually down near Washington, D.C., Arlington, Virginia. It's not an adversarial process. The officer will sit down and talk to you. He'll tell you, I'm not here to argue with you. And in fact, I'm here to help you if I can. But it's a pretty good interview. There are some very, very bright people working in the asylum office in Arlington, Virginia. But when they take an affirmative away, and that could be for any number of reasons, they've certainly taken his away, it converts into a defensive. So if you go to your affirmative interview and they don't grant, they will then start a deportation and send your asylum claim along as a likely defense.
So they thought they were cool, but they're not really.
Well, again, every generation of migrants relies on the last generation, at least the ones of them that are still here, because they presumably know what's going on. And they're reporting to these newer generations of migrants about how the affirmative system worked 5 years ago.
Huh.
It doesn't work that way now.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. He'll be deported, right?
Well, he'll be allowed to argue with asylum, but it'll be from inside jail. Like we've had that case. I won one in October. A lady converted to Christianity in communist China. The Americans, she was loose too, and they eventually just grabbed her and took her in. She had an affirmative too. They took her in. They wouldn't let her out of jail. I had to prepare her over televideo. They wouldn't even let her out of jail for her trial. Like if she lost, she was gone. It was a brutal trial back in October. But she's out now, and that's great that she won. She got her asylum card.
It would also stand to reason that why these folks are hiding, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
But I don't know that they're being chased solely on visibility. It seems like there's other criteria. We discussed my suspicion about the girls getting pregnant.
Yes.
Right? Where you're going in to a hospital as a migrant, you're using free public health care, Medicaid, something of that nature. That's all reported to Health and Human Services.
Oh.
Health and Human Services is sharing with DHS.
Oh.
Next thing you know, get them out. Get them out so they have the baby somewhere else. We don't want this birthright citizenship.
Wow.
One of the things we mused about, we didn't ask her, they asked the wife, but we wondered if maybe she got pregnant.
Wow.
Okay.
How much has this changed in the last year, sir? Dramatically.
It has. You really got to stay ahead of it. I feel like, well, you know, you called Life in the Blender. You know, I love this stuff and I'm always into it.
Of course.
Dig in with both hands. I take up the cause of my clients because that's what a good lawyer is supposed to do. Keeping competent, I think if you looked away for a couple weeks, you'd be out of the game right now
because there's new
schemes coming down the pike every day.
Wow, brother. Joseph Patrick Murphy, amazing stuff. Thanks, my man.
My pleasure. Always pleasure. Thanks, Marty.
I love him because he's honest. Games change, man, obviously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Personalized temperatures keep you in deep sleep longer, so you wake up refreshed. Learn more at 8sleep.com.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
UPMC, life-saving, life-changing information. I don't know. The cold weather, the darkness, the gray, the dirty, crappy, crap brings me down. I start eating crap. Heating stuff up. I'm serious. Queso, chips, nachos, cereal, Cocoa Puffs, mixed with Cheerios and cinnamon rice, life, pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs, double stuff. I'm just going down the list. Double stuff Oreos. Serious. I just sit there. What else? Chips Ahoy. And I'm not a big guy, and I don't eat a lot, unless it's like this out. Pasta. Comfort foods. I'm serious. Ice cream in this weather. Caramel syrup, chocolate syrup in this weather. I start to feel swollen. Pretzels with dip. Comfort food. I don't even like Oreos. And I eat a stack of double stuff. They are so sweet when you bite into them, your mouth hurts. I ate them. I swear. And my wife's not home. She's in Florida, so it's me and Vince. Mac and cheese, comfort food, man. Burgers.
Oh. Did you say mac and cheese, sir?
I love it, man.
Who makes the mac and cheese?
Me.
You can cook?
I'm the cook. We grill. Me and Vince, we grill at least four nights a week. What about you, man? You comfort food out?
Ice cream all day, every day.
Same way.
And all different types.
My man, I open a half gallon up.
Oh, that's a wrap. You have to pull yourself away.
No, I don't, though.
But don't you work out every day?
About 4 hours.
Okay.
But now in particular, don't you kind of see where I'm coming from with this weather and this? You just eat crap?
Especially when you're just sitting around and you get bored and you start looking for it.
Yes.
That's the problem, when you start looking for it.
Yes. And my son, he works out. He swims like 19 miles a day, so it doesn't matter for him. Last night was it, though. I'm done. I'm back on my plan. Because I'm such an idiot and have no self-control, I worked out this morning for 2.5 hours. This morning before work. So now I'm cramping.
So you're in a routine to where you have to have it, like the workout. You have to have it every
morning.
I
have a problem.
Yeah, that's
good. If I don't work out, I go through.
That's good.
And I'll work out again tonight for another hour and a half. Yep. However, I can't eat all that crap. Patrick, fess up, man. Come on, man. You're doing the same thing. Admit it. Hey, he's sitting over there real quiet like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's full of crap.
No, comfort foods for me is more like, put a roast in.
A roast?
Yeah.
A roast. I saw him.
Make chili.
I saw him. He ordered Chex, like this Chex mix for both of us. For both of us, in quotes. He ate the entire, can in
like
day and a half.
Days.
Huh?
4 days, but just, yes.
Come on, man. Like a shovel.
That stuff's dangerous.
So this crap that you don't eat this crap is, hey, Trevin?
I was trying to get him on the video, and it's frozen, so I can't get Patrick on screen. But
I don't sit at home on the couch eating crap.
I don't believe you. And he's shoveling it in at work.
His comfort food is roast. Do you actually cook the roast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, we'll crock pot a roast. You know, it's, you know, cooks for 8 hours.
Well, that's not overindulging comfort food. That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. Come on, that doesn't count.
Come on, man.
That's cold, crappy weather like this, though, that's the stuff you want to.
No, the comfort food is instant, Patrick.
It's crap. Just kill you. Clog your arteries. I went to the store again yesterday, Patrick, and loaded up. My wife seriously asked me, what did you buy?
I mean, there's a reason I don't buy Cheetos, but like twice a year.
I think anything to get you through this insane, doesn't it bring you down? The gray and the cold and the, it's horrible. And then that damn dog goes out and takes a massive dump in the yard and you're picking that up in the frozen tundra. That's a mood enhancer. Lasagna. Hell yeah. I could eat a whole tray in this weather. Even when you're not hungry.
But that's not a quick comfort food.
That is not. And your metabolism must be extremely high, Marty.
Don't even talk about getting high. That even makes it worse.
No, I didn't.
Comfort food, baby. Hell yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. However you sleep, the Pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Try it at 8sleep.com.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's. Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
best columnist in America. I mean it. The best insight. The best vibe on the pulse of the community of any guy I know. You know why? He lives it, man. He lives it. I'm going to grab Brandon here in a second, but I got to mention my man Tom. So, Tom is a friend. He has this company, Disaster Cleanup and Repair. Okay? My man's doing his thing, working his ass off. I love him. He hears this wonderful woman who has no heating oil. Okay? Whose pipes burst. He could have just done his thing and made his money. You know what he did? He's writing her a check to fill her heating oil, $1,000, and he's fixing her damage. That, folks, is what makes America great. And this town even better. Tom Minnick. Disaster Cleanup and Repair. Try to get him on the show. He's shy. This is the other thing about these humble people. It's insane. Brother Ray, my farmer connection. What's up, brother?
Marty, I called earlier when I heard that story, and I told your producer, you guys are priceless. Mm. And furthermore, see, guys like Tom, you're the vehicle.
Right.
You are the vehicle that allows this stuff to happen. Someday, you're going to be sitting by Mr. Rogers down there on the river.
My man, Mr. Rogers. Ray, I love your
without
insight.
Without the sweater, I think, without the sweater, I think that's plagiarism, right? So anyway, but
Ray, yeah, I love
this
you.
This is fantastic.
And I love your insight, fantastic. And I love your passion, and my man knows farming. Big time. I have friends that would do anything to help make a difference. They're crazy cool. I mean, it's amazing. Brandon McGinley, Post-Gazette. Brother, how are you?
Marty, how are you?
What makes you special is that you live it. How many kids you have?
We have 7 kids.
Exactly. And they're out there in the streets, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, last Sunday was great. And into the week as well. I mean, you know, there was... There's still an igloo in our front yard, and as far as I know, I haven't seen it with my own 2 eyes, but as far as I know, there's kind of a full World War One style fortification that my son and his buddies built down at Brookline Park. So,
yeah. So it makes him great at what he does. He lives it, man. This town, the politics, the economy, the mayor, everything. That's why I love him. And your insight, we had some victories last week, but kind of what you're saying in your piece, which is magnificent, is, okay, good start. Let's roll, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, getting UPMC and PNC on board to, you know, to donate money that will go directly to the things the city needs most right now, which is fleet. That's great. It's the kind of partnership mentality that we've been lacking for a little while now. When Pittsburgh has done great things in the past, it's never just been the city government or the county government or even the state government. It's always been an all hands on deck approach where you have the foundations, you have the corporate community, you have the big nonprofit community, and you have the government agencies working together. And to the extent that this partnership announced last week is the start of a new kind of era of cooperation, that's great. Now, if it ends up being a one-time thing and everyone's like, oh, okay, our job is done, UPMC, our job is done, PNC, okay, we've done our part, now we're going to go away for another decade, that would not be a great victory. That would be a flash in the pan. But everything that I've seen in terms of UPMC's own statements out of last week, and certainly in terms of the attitude that's coming out of the O'Connor administration, I think there's good reason to believe this is the beginning of something and not a one-time thing or the end of something.
I need your opinion because you're good about this stuff because you understand where I'm coming from. So this is my experience, and you live this because you write, and so you get crap about your writing. In this town, so I make the post about UPMC, and you get,
yeah,
no exaggeration, brother, 400,000 people jumped in there, but there's 1,000 comments that say UPMC sucks. And
right.
You know, and so here's my thing, and I need your take.
Yeah.
UPMC sucks until you need a doctor. Giant Eagle sucks until you need food. Marty Griffin sucks until you need him to put a furnace in your damn house. The Post-Gazette sucks until there is no Post-Gazette. What is that about this town? What is that, Brandon? Because I know you know this.
Well, I think that some of it is distinctive to Pittsburgh, but it's mostly I think it's mostly a social media phenomenon.
That's true.
I think it's performative.
It
so
is.
I saw a lot of you know, kind of everyday people, but also a lot of kind of coordinated left wingers, kind of activist types, going online immediately to say, "Oh, this is a bribe from PNC. This is a bribe from PNC. The mayor is getting paid off."
Yes.
And here's the thing about that, and this is something I've been actually writing about for this week. I'm not sure yet, but it's only Monday. I'm so glad you saw this. Yeah, but it's a completely performative politics.
Yeah.
The $12 million is going to go directly to buying the things the city needs. Now, notice that all these same people, especially the kind of left-wing activists, didn't complain when city services were poor under Ed Gainey. But now that actually something's being done about it, they're complaining because it's not the way they would do it. How would they do it? They would tax you, PMC. They would tax all the rich people.
So true.
That's literally against the law.
Other than that.
We've tried to get taxes out of UPMC. The court said no. Okay, you can't just tax rich people in Pittsburgh because of the state constitution that defines the uniformity in taxation. So unless you're planning on amending the state constitution, no, you can't just tax rich people in Pittsburgh. So it's the things that the only ways that they would tolerate actually getting things done are off the table. And so it just ends up being complain.
And they would feel proud if they could have destroyed UPMC. They would be gleeful about that.
Yeah.
Until they had a friggin' aneurysm. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I would say, you know, and we'll see how this goes. But like, you know, the early returns from New York City with Zohran Mamdani, who's obviously very left wing.
Oh, yeah.
Is not this way. There's a lot more of an emphasis on getting things done and compromising where you have to in order to actually serve the people of the city.
Yeah, I've seen this.
This is the problem here is like it's not so much a problem of ideology. It is partially a problem of ideology, but it's more a problem of like everything being ideology.
Yes.
Everything being a purity tax.
Yes.
And so it's like, yeah, Corey O'Connor's getting more public works trucks, but he's not doing it the right way.
Yes.
About 5% of people in this town actually care about how it gets done.
So damn true, man.
They're very, very loud people, but it's a very, very small percent.
You know, I tell my wife this. You got to be thick-skinned because my brother was, as you know, we had 30 million people on our social media last month, and they go off on me. And I told my brother, my man, you know what we did? We put 20 furnaces in homes in a day. You know what we did?
Yeah.
We saved a woman's ass today who had no heating oil. My point is, Brandon, the mayor, me, guys like you, UPMC, PNC, you got to focus on the prize. Tell the truth and move the F on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I hear you. Absolutely. I mean, and if you're one of the biggest things that results in things not getting done is being paralyzed by what a very few small number of loud people think about it.
It's so true. It's all right. So here's my thing, though. There's a vibe, and you know it, that we're moving in a direction we haven't moved in years, sir. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I think so. And I think that, you know, honestly, well, first of all, I would say, at least from my experience in Brookline, that actually the snow removal was actually excellent.
I know,
some places didn't have the same experience as others.
Nice.
But in my, you know, in Brookline, it really was.
Yeah, we saw the private contractors. They kicked ass over there, man.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah,
I bumped into one of them in my coffee shop the other day.
So,
yeah, no, absolutely. So I think you have that. And then I think that coming out of the snowstorm, which was a very difficult weather event, with the cold afterward, coming out of that with, again, a spirit of partnership, not a spirit of, you know, holding everybody at arm's length.
No, it's true.
I think it could be, you know, it could be a really positive turning point. Again, if it turns out to be nothing at all after this, if it's like, oh, okay, we've done our bit, we're going home now, that would be bad. But I think there's good reason to believe that that's not where we're going here. I mean, the fact that PNC stepped up immediately after UPMC, I would not be shocked if we saw some other commitments coming out in the next, you know, weeks and months
yep,
as
yep.
other organizations
yep.
that want to get left behind.
Yep.
That's That's how it works. That's how a city works. Go anywhere else. This is the thing. Go anywhere else in America where a city is thriving, you're going to find these kinds of partnerships.
Right,
it's never just the government. Even the biggest cities in America, it's never just the government.
No
it's always these civic partnerships. That's how it always works best.
Brandon McGinley, my man, you're the best. Spot on as usual.
Thanks,
brother.
Marty.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
My man gets it. He's a player, man. Big time. Comfort food, fried zucchini. Went to a really cool spot a Friday night with the family, Papa J's in the Strip. Wonderful. Homemade stuff, really cool people. Comfort food. As we wrap this up, a couple things I want to mention. The magnificence of the audience. Thanks to my boys, this wonderful woman with cancer will be able to get to her chemo tomorrow. She was trapped in her house, Polish Hill. And they went down there with their trucks, did her steps, did her sidewalk, did her street. Took her food shopping. This is where we're at, man. Number two, my man Tom Minnick with Disaster Cleanup and Repair. I've known him for years. Actually, this is actually a great slogan. Don't cuss, call us. Get it? Residential and commercial fire and water restoration. He's just doing his thing, man. Busy as hell. And he says, I'll buy that woman her heating oil. She's writing a check for $1,000. Come on. And my boy Dave, HVAC guy. This is why I love this audience, man. This is why I love these people, man. This is why I have hope. Regarding this wonderful woman and her oil furnace. Since the oil ran out, she will need a new oil filter. I will do that for you. For those who think that people don't care, they do. Regarding the city, we're what, 8 days in? If you look at the 311, it's actually crazy. I have not seen it like this. Pittsburgh 311 service requests. We're 8 days in. There are thousands of people who who can't get out of their homes that are senior citizens. Now, for those who want to call them lazy, who think a 78-year-old woman should climb over a 4-foot wall of ice, go away, man. Go away. Go somewhere and have a drink. But for those of you who give a damn and are shoveling out your neighbors, good for you. Public service people and folks who work in this, the postal for folks, people are screaming about not getting their mail. We are. I don't know about your neighborhood, but they can't deliver what they can't walk through. It's treacherous, man. Lady called me, who's now a friend, who's a mail carrier, fell 7 times in one day. One day. That ain't right. No one cares about heat until they don't have heat. No one cares about a leaky roof until your roof is leaking. What I'm blown away by are the people who care about other people when it doesn't affect them. They just do it. They'll literally send me a text. Send me that woman's address. I'm headed over there to help. Who the hell does that? Wonderful people. Regarding overall cleanup in the city of Pittsburgh, I'd give them a D. A D. I'm sorry, but got to call balls and strikes here. The people that they have worked their asses off. Much of the equipment they have broke down. And that's why what Brandon said with the Post-Gazette is so relevant. We have outside entities writing checks saying, we got to help build this back up again. Give us hope. Corey O'Connor gives me hope. Really. He cannot fix it during this storm. He can't. But he wants to fix it. My man Tom, they will deliver 300 gallons of fuel to that woman as soon as they're able. None of that happens unless Tom gives a damn. I love you all. I find it overwhelmingly gratifying that we together can raise some hell and move the damn ball. Not just raise hell. I find it insanely frustrating that we live in a time and space where folks criticize a 75-year-old woman who can't get out of her driveway and make a reference to the B word and tell her to climb the 4-foot wall of ice on her own. That's the balance that I live with in my head. Darkness versus light. Good versus evil. You know what I'm saying? I tell my wife, focus on hope and opportunity. Because if you get caught up in the haters, you end up in the gutter with the cockroaches. And no one gets helped by that. No one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.